AM, KB4 CPA. Good afternoon, Nate. The name here is David. How are you today?
Good. Name here is Andrew, and I think you had one character off on that call. It was KO4 Romeo Sierra November.
RS, and I'm not sure what I said, but evidently it wasn't that. Oh, man. Well, I'm deaf in one ear. Can't hear out of the other one. And I got a nice Motorola speaker here, but I guess the road noise got you.
Curiosity, I got this radio installed about 5 minutes ago. How is it sounding on your end?
It sounds good. You got good audio. Sounds like you're solid in the repeater, and I'm in the noisy spot here on 291, right behind Bob Jones University, and and then I'm turning on Wade Hampton, which is a little noisy area, but once I get in a real clear spot, I'll give you another radio check.
I'm down in Anderson. I'm actually heading deeper into Anderson, kind of towards downtown, heading to a haircut, so I wasn't sure. Took a radio out and put this one in. I had a HT that I was running on a amp, and the receive was terrible on this repeater, and this one seems to be doing way better, so I don't know if something went bad with the amp or what, but yeah, this one seems to be coming in very nice.
The radio is it, and what kind of antenna are you using?
It was a Yaesu FDM-300, and the antenna is a Larson NMO with a 270B, I believe. It's center mounted in the roof, drilled mount, not a mag mount or anything.
So you use Larson, and for a good many years. As a matter of fact, I just switched over to Diamond. They're a little more pricey, but they it sure is a good antenna. This is I'm on a IC 2730. It's a 2 meter 440 rig, and the main reason I wanted to get this one was after my other radio went bad, I'd had it for forever. Plus, the face of it comes off the radio, and I can just put it, you know, up on the dash, and the radio, actual radio transceiver is under the seat. And the microphone input is on the face of the detachable face of the radio, which is nice. The other one wasn't, and I think I had to use a USB, not a USB, I can't think of the name of the cable, but anyway, it's normally used on computers, and but that's what you plug into the microphone and into the radio, so I just bought me one of those in black, and used it, and it was a lot longer than the radio. I mean, the mic cord that came with the radio. It would just barely reach. I had to kind of lean over it, but when I was talking on it,
it's the RJ45 connector is what you're talking about for the mic. That's what my ICOM uses. And I like that about my ICOM. I have the option to put it in the face or the body itself. The Yaesu's, for whatever reason, they use the old RJ12 6-10, like an old telephone cable. So I did the same thing. I got me an extension so that I could, where I had my face mounted in my Jeep, I wouldn't want to put my mic up there anyway. So I have it connected to the body, and then I have it extended to come out a little panel down next to me in the center console.
Well, I'm in a much better spot now, so you're sounding good, and tell me your name.
Name is Andrew.
Told me that. Okay. And you're in Anderson. a good deal. I had a buddy of mine, Bob, in D7J, he helped me get on FT8. I bought a 7300 and it's set up for FT8. You just need the cable and the software and a particular driver and something else. And anyway, he helped me about 2 hours last night and a little bit this morning. And we got the FT8 going, and just something different to play with on ham radio. I love talking on sideband though. I'll never stop doing that.
A little sideband on 11 meters. I hadn't messed with anything HF wise yet, which I just got a tech, so all I can do is a sliver of 10 meters. But and I know there is some sideband on 2 meters, but I've looked into it, and when radios are hard, I don't even know if anybody manufactures a radio now that does sideband on 2 meters, but I know when I looked into it a few months ago, it was about impossible to find a radio to do it.
You'll see one every now and then. I haven't seen a new 2 meter rig with all mode, but I'm sure somebody makes one. I honestly haven't been looking for one, but always have thought that was interesting. When I had my license, it was called a Tech Plus, and when they changed the SEC changed the rules, I actually grandfathered into the general class. So I kind of had it easy there getting into the general class. But my next step is to get my extra and be done with it.
I didn't have any plans on getting my general anytime soon, but I don't know, the more I play with it, I guess it happens with everybody, the more you get hooked and want to do it. But hey Dave, I hate to cut short, I'm pulling into my haircut now, and I'm already running 5 minutes late, so I'm going to have to cut out real quick. It was good talking to you. I appreciate you reaching out and let me know how this radio is sounding. I'll be clear on your final KO4 RSN.
Well, it worked out good. I'm sitting in the garage. 73s, and tell them you want to keep your sideburns. All right, we'll talk to you later. KP4 CBA, clear.